Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary. It's time for the podcaster patrons. I'm not trying to be the apple of your eye, but if I can be the apple of your closed eyes, the apple a day who bring the apple who brings the lulls today in a sleepy way, because of you, your support. That's how I do it. It's time for Sleep With Me. Thank you so much, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep, patrons. Thanks. Hey, everybody, this is Drew. This episode was recorded a little while ago, so I just wanted to let you know this podcast is here so you can feel less alone day or night. We're going to keep coming out Sunday and Wednesday nights as usual. But if you need more help, you know, reach out for help. I have a list of resources in the show notes if you're looking for more help in this current time, because I'm here to try to support you with that. Thanks. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, you're thinking about, things on your mind. Past, present, or future, physical sensations, anything you're experiencing physically or anything that's coming up for you emotionally. So any feelings or thoughts or changes or disruptions. I don't know if I've ever said that before, but I mean, that is something that you say, well, that's disruptive. I don't want to make it about me too early, but maybe I'll tell you something that's been disrupting my sleep. That would be an example of when you would turn to the podcast. In my case, I don't necessarily do that. But so whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And what I'm going to do is I got this a safe place to set aside for you here. And you could drift your way over here, or I could send it across the deep, dark night. And I send my voice across the deep, dark night, too. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, you know, like a dock in a with gentle waves, creaking like a dock. No one's ever said that before. How come that's never been in a song before? That was a classic, actually. Was that a bluegrass song, creaking at the dock? It was one of my favorites. You say, who sang that one, Nickel Punch or somebody else? And you say, Nickel Punch, I never heard of that group. And they say, well, look it up Imaginify, the new imaginary streaming service. You see, is it anything like sitting on the dock of the bay? And they say, no, because you're not so much sitting, you're being rocked gently, which is somewhat what I'm trying to accomplish, is creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, with my pointless meanders and my superfluous tangents. Hopefully I'll remember that I was talking about that creaking at the dock of the bay. But so if you're new, a couple things, because this show is very different than every podcast out there, or most podcasts out there, different than most other sleep solutions or sleep shows. And so it might be much different than what you expected. So I want to, one, acknowledge that. It's totally normal when you first listen to the show to be doubtful or skeptical or make, you know, a Sour Patch Kids face. But whatever, you know, to just say, I don't know if I like this. Totally natural. That's a normal reaction to the show. So let me give you some information. So this show's different. One of the things that's different about it is, I mean, other than creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders and, you know, my strange sense of near humor or almost humor it's a podcast you don't need to listen to. So that's the other thing. It's a kind of podcast you kind of barely listen to. So especially if you're new, if you pay too close attention trying to figure out what I'm up to, you'll realize, it won't work. You kind of got to look, like, if you were, like, let's just say you were going to watch somebody organize their cabinets, but they weren't narrating it. Like, usually on an organization show, they'll narrate what they're doing. And let's say they were organizing their cabinets, but they're not, like, they have no organizational skills. And they don't have spatial relations or anything. And also, while they're doing it, they kind of forget what they're doing. So they're just kind of moving stuff around in their cabinets. And you, if you, maybe you were planning, you saying, well, I'd love to, or like, I want to figure out how they organize their cabinets so I can organize mine. And you were watching it, paying attention. It would be probably a frustrating experience because you say, well, that person just took the beans, put them in the back of the lower shelf, then moved around some spices to all three shelves, then took the beans out again, put them on the second shelf, then put everything on the counter again. I don't know what they're doing. Like, I don't know if they know what they're doing. I'd say, well, that's me. You got it. That's the podcast in a nutshell. So kind of listen loosely or barely at all if you can. But the other thing is it takes two or three tries to get used to the show. And that's just what most regular listeners say. So give it a couple of tries and just kind of see how it goes. There's no pressure to like me or the show. And unfortunately, there's no guarantee it'll work for you, but I really hope it does. And here's the other secret. This is the one sleep podcast. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, but it doesn't really put you to sleep. It keeps you company while you fall asleep. So I'm here to take your mind off of stuff and be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sibling, your boar bestie, boar bruh, and just be at your bedside or, you know, talking to you across the room or across the internet as you drift off. So those are two or three things. The other thing is the structure of the show can definitely throw new people off. So show starts off with a greeting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. Then there's business. That's how we're able to bring you this twice a week. Then there's an intro. And the intro, so the greeting and the business probably takes, I don't know, what, 4 or 6 minutes or something. And then we have like the credits and stuff like that. And then, so from around minute 8 to a minute 20 plus is the intro. And that can definitely throw people off because you say, well, isn't an intro, isn't the definition of intro to introduce something? And the subtext of that, me saying, you know, isn't the definition of an intro? Subtextually, what I'm saying is your intro is too long and doesn't get to the point. It's not efficient. And I'd say you're right about that. Because ours is not efficient and it doesn't get to the point. It does kind of introduce the show and it gives you an idea what to expect, like that, you know, goofing around and never getting anywhere. You know, just you see, like if someone, if my Nana was there while I was organizing that imaginary cabinet, she'd say, what are you doing? You're just moving stuff around in that cabinet. And I said, well, Nana, you said I had to work on organizing the cabinet for 2 hours. So yeah, more like, I guess I'm being, you know, I'm passively moving stuff around in the cabinet. You're right, Nana. I am moving stuff around in the cabinet. As a matter of fact, I didn't even realize it because I was enjoying it so much. I kind of got into a zone and it was very soothing until you pointed out that I'm not really organizing it. I'm just moving stuff around. I'm waiting for the organization to come to me, Nana. Oh, Nana walked off. Well, that's good. I thought she was going to, you know, SHAM me or more. But I'm really enjoying just the feelings of these things in my hands as I move them, you know, the paper, the cans, the bags, the heady scent of every, you know, cabinet, spices and, you know, all those things. It's nice. Yeah, the touch of contact paper against my fingertips is like it's something. Oh, but I was trying to explain why the intro is so long. So the reason the intro is kind of long and winding is one, it's just what's worked. The reason it works is because I don't see my. For most of us, it's not efficient to go to bed, right? We need a time to wind down and slowly get there. And so the intro, whether you start it before you get into bed or right when you get into bed, it gives you time to unwind and let the day drift away. Just like you're sitting on a creaky creaky dock on the side of the bay. Most people, like common sense would say, what are you going to do, go sit on a creaky dock for? And you're just going to sit there. You say, well, I may imagine myself fishing or something, but yeah, no, I'm just going to go sit. It's a well-made dock, so it's creaky, but it's not crickety or whatever. I don't think that's a word. Well, it probably is. If you're very much like a cricket, you're crickety. Sounds like you're saying it in the way like you're too bossy, like you're a splainer, like Jiminy Cricket. Maybe, but it, like, so yeah, that's, you mostly just sit on a creaky dock for the enjoyment of the way motions and the creaking. But if you were like trying to like solve math problems, it probably wouldn't be the best place. You'd say, well, this is irritating. I'm rocking and creaking. I can't focus on these, you know, with these complicated math problems. You'd say, yeah, probably do that inside where it's quiet. So that's kind of what the intro's like. We're just, I don't know if it, but so most listeners either start the intro before they get into bed or once they're in bed. And some of those listeners fall asleep during the intro. 2% of listeners skip the intro, skip ahead to 20 minutes and just start the show there. So as you get used to listening to the podcast, you can kind of see how it goes and see what you think and see what works for you and then adjust from there. Then after the intro will be some business, and then after that it'll be a bedtime story. It'll be kind of a random visit from one of the more popular people from the Kuzak family. They're imaginary designers. I mean, they use their imagination to design things within my imagination. So they'll be on, and then we have some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. It doesn't work for everybody. The reason why I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place where you can relax and unwind. And you deserve a nighttime routine, or if you're a second or third shift person, a bedtime routine free of rigmarole or pressure, internal or external, that we're all familiar with, all of us that can't sleep or wake up or whatever it is. And I think your world will be a better place if you get a little bit of rest and then consistently get more rest. And that'll reflect itself in the rest of the world. Your world will be nicer. Maybe you could soon be in a place where you could flourish. And that'll be better for everybody. It'll be nice for you. You deserve something nice. I mean, really. So that's why I make the show. And I mean, the flip side of that is because I understand the other side of it. I've been there and I know how it feels, and I don't want that for you. So that's why I make the show. And I think that's really it. It's like, I'm really glad you're here. Give it a few tries, like most listeners say, see how it goes. You don't have to like the show. There's no pressure at all to do that. Just see how it goes. And then if it doesn't, you can check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. Or there's more and more sleep podcasts popping up every day, so you could check some of those out, or the Empty Bowl. So yeah, there's options out there, but I'm really glad you're here. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. I work very hard, and I yearn and I strive to do that. I appreciate you coming by. And for you regular listeners, here's some of the ways we're able to bring you this podcast for free. Thanks. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Scoots here. And I'm, you know, about to have a special guest on to talk about a new line of a new imaginary fashion line they're about to launch. But I wanted to set it up for you. You know, this is a theme. I did one other episode about this. I don't know if you'll probably have heard this. I'm talking to you in the past. You're in my future. And it's a theme around something universal we're all sharing, or we've all shared in one point or another in our lives. Most people, not everybody, but if you haven't shared it, you could probably put yourself, you could easily empathize or put yourself in the suit of someone who's been through this. And that's the idea of losing your bathing suit or swimsuit, as some people call them. Or swim trunks, or whatever, bikini. There's thousands of words for, I mean, maybe there's not thousands of words for them. In a mer world, they'd say, oh yeah, we have thousands of words for, well, I guess they wouldn't, because they say, yeah, we call it our bodies. We don't wear swimsuits, but maybe they do. If they did, they would have thousands of words technically for suits, clothing you swim in, because of their socks would be swims, you know, they live underneath the water, right? And they move by swimming instead of walking. And so even they'd say, well, we call those socks, but they're technically a swimsuit. That's what I meant when I said we have thousands of words, actually hundreds of thousands of words for swimsuits down here. And you'd say, okay, I guess I understand what you're saying. It wasn't quite as, I guess I like took it on a meander that it was eloquent when you first said it. And then I kind of teased at it in a way, not tease, a teasing way, like a picking at it to understand it better. So your undergarments, you'd say, well, that's a swimsuit. And they'd say, well, kind of, it's about what you wear under your swimsuit. Was there a point in the history of your mer world that you were just like, do you have some sort of universal mer myth? Like, did you used to swim unclothed? Like we humans, the rumor is we humans, we once frolicked. Also, there was, when, do you know anybody that lives in a pineapple under the sea? Or do you, have you ever, do you have, the, have you visited an octopus's garden? Hello. Oh, I lost some mer people. Again, didn't get a chance to find out about their mer myths. Looks like this shell phone has been disconnected. Because I was just curious. I was going to ask that the representative of the mer people, you know, were they once frolicking as we once imagined, you know, good old Adam and Eve running around. I don't spend my time imagining that, just in case you're wondering. But, you know, never. Yeah, you're right. We should just move on but that was just something I was thinking about right when I started talking about swimsuits. But we live in a time right now where we're recording this where I thought an empowering term would be, you know, when you feel like saying this, you say, I feel like I'm losing my swimsuit or my bathing suit. Because at different points during the day, I feel that way. But it's not as, it's in the gray area, right? Because when you lose your swimsuit, as I talked about in the other episode, it's not exactly the best thing, but not the worst thing either. But it comes with a lot of distinct feelings. And so that's what I mean. And what I found during talking to people is that a lot of people have lost their swimsuit at an inopportune time. And most other people understand it because it happens in movies or you've seen someone lose their swimsuit and you say, wow, that was an emotional journey you went on with the losing of the swimsuit. Because normally it does happen. Did I talk about this at the other episode? It does happen in a very emotional journey thing because you never expect to lose your swimsuit. If you've expected it, it's not, you're not technically losing it. You're shedding your swimsuit, which is different. So it's always unexpected. Most of the time, you know, you're very vulnerable when you're wearing a swimsuit, obviously. And you feel vulnerable because you're more closer to like things you think about, right? And then a lot of times you're frolicking. I mean, you could use other terms, but most of the time when you're in a swimsuit, or you could be chilling, though I haven't thought of many times where you've lose your swimsuit when you're just chilling. So yeah, that's quite an emotional journey. I mean, that's probably like every emotion. Those are different emotional journeys my brain tells me about at bedtime. Says, oh boy, we can't frolic now. What are you thinking going frolicking, man? Like that's, and I say, wait a second, is this just my swimsuit talking? And my brain says, what do you mean? Swimsuits don't talk. And I say, well, more, I was using it in a metaphoric way. Like when you just never recovered from that time you imagine we lost our swimsuit, huh? And my brain's saying, well, that's a representative moment. I don't want to get, and I say, okay, I respect that. You don't want to get into it, but you could say that's a representative moment that people could relate to. Could you say that? Maybe I should call the mer people. Yeah, it's probably not that they're not taking my calls. I've been dialing it the whole time I've been talking on this. I don't know if this is a conch or I don't know. I put $4 sand in there. So anyway, so that's the theme of episodes. This is the second one about, it's okay if you feel like you're losing your swimsuit. It's not as, you know, it's a universal feeling. And you could say that and you could say, wow, today I feel like I lost my swimsuit the whole day. Yeah. And I could say, I understand. I know exactly how you're feeling, but I understand. Like I said, that's quite a journey you go on when you do that. So if you're experiencing something like that, I really feel for you. But so when I thought about this, then immediately the Kuzaks called, and Reginald was the first one who said, well, my sister's been, I haven't been on in a while. And I said, well, technically you helped me with the last one. And Reginald said, well, you know, my family's been working on a new line of swimsuits. And we want to launch them. So they wanted to do an episode, and I was said, okay. Now, you might not know who the Kuzaks are. And for some reason, my brain always fogs up. So there's a family of designers and brilliance. I mean, I'm not using it sarcastic way. That got a hold of me. The Kuzaks. Not Joan or John Kuzak, or any of the Randy Kuzak was one of them. But they said, yeah, so I don't know if they're related to any of those famous Kuzaks. I mean, holy cow, if they're related to Randy Kuzak, I'd say, who's Randy Kuzak again? Oh, okay. So you're related to that Kuzak. What about John or Joan? You see, then it makes me think of the Gyllenhaals. Are you related to either of the Gyllenhaals? You know, that would be a really hard word to spell if it wasn't, you know, if I hadn't seen it in, you know, bright lights. Who's my favorite Gyllenhaal? I don't think I have one. Probably Maggie, but not only because, you know, because they get feelings, but, you know, Jake is great too. But so... I was also, these are questions I won't ask Reginald, but it does make me wonder. One, do you know the Kuzaks? I think Reginald's rolling Reginald's eyes right now. Also on the Gyllenhaal question. Also, I would ask, so I'm just getting these questions out of the way so that Reginald doesn't feel, just to get them out of my brain, I guess. If you had to choose between do you listen to the Bacon Brothers or the Bridges? I think the Bridges were in the Fabulous Baker Boys. So I don't know if Bo Bridges and Jeff have a band or not. I would assume they do, or at different times they do. Who do you think's closer, Bo and Jeff Bridges or Kevin Bacon and the other Bacon Boys? Bo Bacon, that's my, you say, what's your favorite Bacon, Scoots? I say, well, you already know that it's Bo Bacon. And you say, it's B-O, might be B-O-W, Bo Bacon, not B-E-A-U, Bacon. That's B-E-A-U, Bridges, Bo Bridges, So I don't know if any Reginald or any of the other Kuzaks, they say, well, when I kick back, I listen to some Baker Boys and then the Bridges, you know, what would the Bridges band be? Because if they're already in that movie, Fabulous Baker Boys, Bridges Over Troubled Waters, that's what we could use right now. If any Bridges are listening to this, also makes me think another one of my favorite Bridges is Todd Bridges. Maybe they could get, what other Bridges are there? How many Bridges could we get? They could have a benefit, Bridges Over Troubled Waters, also featuring Bo Bacon and the Fabulous Bacon Boys, Bacon Brothers. I know that's what it's called. Bo Bacon. I can't get Bo Bacon out of my mind. You know, I got Bo Bacon on my mind. Who would you like to meet on a bridge over troubled waters? Scoots? Well, Maggie Gyllenhaal. If not, then probably Bo Bacon. Scoots, do you know? And I say, well, maybe that'll be one of my new imaginary friends then, Bo Bacon. How many times could I say Bo Bacon in a podcast? I don't know. I'd have to, I had it. If you look at my brainstorming notes, somewhere in there, it does say Bo Bacon or the Bacon Brothers, could that be an episode? Okay, so with further ado, in this case, I want to turn things over to Mr. Reginald Kuzak. Oh, thank you, Scooter. It's so good to be here with everybody. You could call me Reggie Kuzak. Just don't call me Bo Bacon. I mean, or Bobake, and feel free to call me. So I'm Reginald Kuzak of the Kuzaks. Many, many other Kuzaks you may be familiar with, but mostly be my siblings. And we've been designing for whole. So welcome to our virtual showroom here. I'm so glad to have you here. Scooter also forgot to set up one more part of the episode. So after I introduce myself, I'll set up that part of the episode and then we'll move on. So we here at the Kuzaks, you know, we run shops like Virtually Enrobed, or I forgot the name of that shop. We don't have it anymore. Believe it or not, Morpheus loved our shop so much that Morpheus took over. Then we did have the famous skincare line that my sister ran. And that one, of course, was acquired. So Morpheus acquired our robe shop, God and goddess of sleep. I don't know. I think it was Athena or Venus. I don't know. Or maybe Athena Venus that acquired our skincare line. So now we're here. We're starting up once again, and we've got a new bathing suit launch ready to go. Bathing suits for all occasions, not just bathing, but if you should choose to bathe or swim or bathing, as Scooter's father calls it, a bathing suit, we'll be providing all those. Or you say, I just like to wear one. Oh, that's another thing about Scooter you might not, or maybe you do know it if you listen to this podcast a lot. And Scooter's life goals, and he doesn't actually even know this all the time, but his ideal goal is to live, or his idea of a vacation is when you wear a swimsuit you don't wear it to bed, but from when you get out of bed or after you've had your coffee till you're ready for bed. If it's warm enough to air dry it, but Scooter doesn't like, I guess apparently doesn't like to wear. You know, that's why he talked about his favorite bathing suit doesn't have the undergarments. And I think that's because just a little thing about Scooter. He would like to just know that would be the only thing he would wear. Maybe something on his feet. That's his dream. That's the kind of lifestyle. And he's laughing now. He'd say, yeah, with a Kool-Aid mustache or like would be a perfect, or from a popsicle. So I'm here with the Kuzak. So we're going to be talking about our new bathing suit line. And you say, Reginald, where do you at the Kuzak family get your inspiration from? And we say, well, the wider world, the diversity of human experience and perspective, you know, our own lives, Scooter's imagination, mostly that. And Fish set list from the Baker's Dozen, a set of 13 shows, I believe, that Fish, the band, did in 2017, I believe. I don't have it in front of me. And maybe 2018, but a few years ago, Fish played 13 shows over a span of a few weeks in New York City at the Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden. And they did not repeat any songs over that 13-night run. And this also was going out to Harris. Harris, we love you, buddy. So this one is for you. That's actually a Fish song, or that's a line in a Fish song. But I think that's one of the ones that makes Scooter cry. Because Scooter says, well, I need some randomness. You can't just give me bathing suits designed with the finest materials and the finest construction and, you know, visionary, a combined family career of thousands of years in the garment industry. Like our friends Ann and Michael, who this episode's also going out to, who are sending this straight up to Harris and then straight out across the country to Ann and Michael. But so Where was I? So so that's, Scooter said, there has to be some randomness. We can't just, you can't just straightforwardly talk about bathing suits. He said, he was explaining to me the great Scooter method, which basically, if you want to understand what it's like to hear that, you just loosen your jaw, let some drool pool behind your back teeth, unfocus your eyes, and drift away, and then come back and say, oh, okay, Scooter, sure, I'll just give me the random things, and we'll build it from there. And so we're ready to start, and you may be starting, and you say, well, I'm looking for a bathing suit that makes me feel good, but that may, you know, that maybe reflects some of my hobbies, but also kind of gives me some confidence, and, you know, makes me feel really good. And I'd say, we've got you covered. This next one. Now, again, I guess before I go off, you know, we make bathing suits or swimsuits for everyone. So wherever you are, we make one for you. And we do believe in, you know, making bathing suits and clothing and different products for people that make you feel good about you. We know there's a history of that not happening. We're all human. It comes up at times. You know, that's why, that's a time when you feel like you lost your bathing suits. So we want you to love you, treasure you, accept you. Maybe you just start with that. You say, well, you know, but we really want you to hold yourself closely like you were a tiny dancer. You know, and not worry about the headlights on the highway. They can be too bright. So with that in mind, you say, well, what is the constructionist? We say, well, we personally will, these are the conceptual swimsuits here. And you and your mind, or the LEWK, you're putting that together for yourself. And then we will deliver on that concept. But we do know that there are some of you that enjoy jarring. We know that there are some of you that enjoy canning. And preserving honey. We know there's those of you that enjoy making the most of the bounty of sweet Mother Earth. And there's others of you that have a little Winnie the Pooh in you, and you enjoy consuming the bounties, you know, jars, jellies, jams, honeys, or maybe it's a pickling. Or maybe it's just a, you know, a vegetable that's been stored, you know, and you're having it out of season. You know, like, and maybe you feel like pickled beet. You say, not only do I feel like I lost my bathing suit, right now I feel like pickled beet. And I'd say, like, you taste like, actually pickled beets don't taste like dirt. You know, regular beet does, as Scooter does say. Can taste the dirt in that beet because that's exactly what it tastes like. And I'd say, Scooter, I think you have a tongue that's sensitive to goat milk and beets. But a pickled beet does not taste, it has a hint of the sweet, sweet earth. And so, in that method, I want you to picture the color of a sweet, sweet pickled beet. Maybe not so sweet, though. You'd say, well, I prefer my pickling on the non. I say, okay, just that color. Is it ruby? Is it purple? Is it maroon? It's color that draws you in. But also you're peering at the beet through a liquid and through a jar. And that is the swimsuit we present to you, sample in a jar. For when we put this swimsuit on your body, not only will the colors of the rich, rich beets you know, be reflecting the highlights and tones of your skin. But we will put it with a fit. Now, this isn't a tight fit, but it's a fit that preserves you as you. And we want you, when you're, you know, sashaying about, to say, whoa, look at that sample in a jar. And it's a reach. You say, well, at first you would say, well, what's that called? What's that thing called? I can't tell if it's purple or a deep red. And they'd say, oh, no, no, no. You're only looking at the surface. You need to understand the whole thing. The reason that person's walking with such confidence and self-love? Is their heart maybe the same color too? Their hearts connected to those shades of beats as they shake it. They feel like a sample in a jar. And we continue on this summery spring theme, because, you know, that is not always when you're wearing a bathing suit, but it is, you know, times when you're wearing a bathing suit. And, of course, the energy of a bathing suit, as Scooter's talked about in the past, goes, you know, there is an energy to bathing suits that goes beyond just swimming. And we want to, you know, subtextually keep that energy there without going there too deeply. But we also make our bathing suits for everyone. This doesn't have to do with cut or fit. It has to do with the spirit that we're looking. Our suits bring out the bathing suit within you, obviously. And so our next bathing suit is titled, well, let me give you some more details. Now, our bathing suits don't always come scented, and this one actually doesn't come scented, but it does, will trigger some scents in you. The scent of fresh-cut grass. And I don't know if you've ever looked at fresh-cut grass when the humidity is at a level so the fresh-cut grass is moist, and you're looking at it from 30 or 40 yards away. The air is heady with that grass scent. You could hear the buzzing of beings in the air. I don't know what kind of beings there are. Cicadas or flying things or frogs or toads. I don't know. But you know that moment. The air, the moisture in the air is kissing your skin. Your ears are buzzing with the sound. And the grass is filling your nostrils. And there's a green there, and it's a rich green, and it's shades of green that you're seeing as you look at that fresh-cut grass. And so that is the color of the suit. It's a beautiful, beautiful shades of green. And again, there's clumps of grass, and there's moist grass. And so this isn't just one shade of green. And it is an inconsistent shade. You could see the puckering and the stitching of the fabric we've used. It does have a bit of webbing look to it. It is one of those super fabrics or whatever they're called. Very, very good for swimsuits. But again, I'm more concentrating in this episode. But it does give you a sense of layers of grass. For grass is not just one plain bolt of fabric. It's tactile. It has touch, and it has something to it. Layers, you might say. But there's also a feeling when you put on this suit, and that's where the title comes from. Now, maybe a feeling you're projecting inward, or maybe a feeling you're projecting outward is in hello. You may be looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, hello. Or you may be looking across and saying, hello. Or you could be the one doing this. And that is why we call this suit Lawn Boy. And so you could be just trying to raise that spirit of the boy who just mowed the lawn. You know, you're doing a favor. You're getting some work in. You're sweating before your swim. But oh, no. We don't just stop there. You know, you could go on wherever you want. And we only call it Lawn Boy because that is what we were presented with by Scooter, but it could be Lawn Anyone. I think you understand why we just use that term, because it's the name of the song, but it also captures that spirit of a fresh-cut lawn. Anyone could cut the lawn, and anyone could wear something that represents not just cut grass, but an experience and so much more. And that is a suit we call Lawn Boy. Now, next up is a suit and a set of suits in some cases. This is an optional thing. But a lot of times you say to yourself, okay, well, I have my swimsuit. I have my favorite swimsuit. But you also have people that come to wherever you are, and you might be swimming, and they come unprepared, right? So we also, this is one of our suits that comes with a backup suit that you could have for a guest. And believe it or not, so I'll tell you about the guest suit first. It's very flexible. It could be worn by anyone. Yeah, so this is a very flexible suit in many different ways to adjust it, but it starts with a short, but within the waistband of the short is a top that you could take out, a swim shirt or whatever you wish to call it, so that anyone could wear it. It's all things, and then it's made with, you know, copper and silver fibers. So you say, well, no, this suit is... you could wear, not only did we clean it since anyone used it before you, it's made from, but we even, there's platinum and gold probably, but we haven't launched this again. So you say, well, this is the cleanest suit you'll ever wear. So that's your guest suit. And you just have it as a backup. Maybe it just gives you peace of mind knowing if anyone comes, you have a swimsuit for them. But it, again, this is more about the suit inside of you. And again, it's a counter to the feeling of losing your swimsuit in those times you feel that way. This suit will fit you like it knows you, because it's been designed to be that way. And again, we've looked for fabrics that both feel comfortable, have some airflow, you know, help it with you loving you. And this, we have a kind of, now this is, this suit does have a couple layers to it, but they're very thin layers. But we want it to be very, very comfortable. So this suit could be good for swimming, but it could also be good for sitting around. And despite the multiple layers, it will dry very quickly. All our suits are made to dry very quickly. Because we think, okay, if Scooter, if we're going to be working with Scooter, he wants a suit that dries quickly so that he could wear it all day long and not say, well, the suit still feels wet. It's driving me up a wall. Now I got to change out of it. So that would defeat the purpose of making a swimsuit for Scooter. You know, this is an idealized. Now this is another thing I've learned from Scooter, actually, not to go on a tangent. But to strive beyond what you're capable of. Scooter says, you know, with his show, with Sleep With Me, he's not just striving to put people to sleep. That's the goal of the show. He's striving to delight them and to carry them off into dreamland with a smile on their face, with comfort within them. And he says, if that's what I'm striving for, even if I don't get there, I'm doing pretty darn good. And so that's what we're striving for with our suits as well. In this suit in particular. So it feels good. It looks good. Now, it is a very stylish and simple color. A color that, you know, matches almost everything. And you'd say, well, is it a black or is it a midnight? And I'd say, well, Scooter loves to use the term matte black, so we're calling this, you know, you could say the color of this suit is matte black. Also, Scooter was joking about inventing a detective named Matt Gumball. Hopefully he'll remember that. But this is when you have this suit on, and when you have the backup suit for your guest, and your guest comes to the house, whether they need a suit or not, when they see this suit on you and they see how you feel wearing this suit, they are going to say to you, my friend. And that's just what we're calling the suit. My friend. Oh, wow. Do you look like you feel good? And that is that suit. Now, our next suit, you know, it's a modern day, and it's a day of devices and device usage and of controversy in the swimsuit making business, because you say, do swimsuits need pockets or not? And how do we as creators of swimsuits deal with the fact that, of course, you're going to want your device, at least your main device, with you at most times, but not every device can get wet or even damp or even, you know, touch the water. So how do we empower that without, you know, we've been really thinking about this. You say, well, because should we just remove all pockets? But then what do you do? Where do you put it? In your waistband? And then you got to put it out and you put it in the sun. Your phone gets too warm, or your device. It can also be hard to see. And you say, okay, well, what's our responsibility to our users? We don't want their phones getting wet. And we, there are so many iterations of this suit that we worked very hard, but we wanted a suit where you could put your device. Maybe you could put your wallet or some money for an ice cream cone, or you could even put other things that you're looking to, you know, hold on. You know, there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast that know the time where they are is 4:20. And we respect those listeners that say, well, you know, this sun's got to blaze, man. And so we want to be ready for, we know that they need swimsuits too. And so for all of them, now this suit is also colored in a green, but it's not a grass green. Well, you'd say, well, it's a different kind of grass green. It's a much richer, deeper green. Earthy, with some browns and some rusty oranges all mixed in. And you see, wow, there's even some reds in there. And yes, we've got a pattern on there. You see, well, that's a very hypnotic pattern, but very earthy. And then within this suit, you know, we've worked very hard to create a superstructure so that if you have a phone or larger phone in your pocket, one, it won't feel like it's there. That was complicated because we wanted something that would hug it against your body in a way that does it that, so that it's against your body, so it's not shaking around, but it doesn't feel like you say, well, that phone's stuck to my body. So it almost feels like it's a part of your body. I don't know if you've had that experience, but, you know, like when you wear a backpack and it's resting on your hips. And so we've designed that, and then we've put it in a zippered waterproof container. So you just put your phone in that pocket, you zip it up, and it, whatever your phone, you could have a flip phone in there, and it'll be fine. And, you know, there's a lot of nanotechnology going into that, and we're pretty confident. We're very confident in that. And then there's another smaller pocket on the other side where you could put a phone or another device or a bag or some money, whatever it is that you need to keep dry. I wouldn't put s'mores materials in there, but if you're getting ready to have, you know, make s'mores, you could put that in there. And we're calling this suit stash, obviously. It's clearly that. Now, our next suit, oh boy, am I proud of this one, because I said, Scooter said, you know, what he wanted to be called. And, you know, for these suits, like I said, it's more about what's inside than what's outside. But one of the ways we do that here at Coos, you know, the happily enrobed, I guess we could still call our business that. We didn't sell, you know, you're still happily enrobed when you're swimming in a swimsuit. So let's agree to call it that. Yeah, but so this suit, we wanted something that was a blue, but not a sky blue and not a naval blue. But a summer blue, like an, you know, this, when you look at it, like a ocean from the sky, and it has a turquoise that, that makes you feel something. That's the color of this suit. You say, whoa, where in the world is that? I need to go there and get in that water. Well, you'll be getting in the water in this suit. So that's part one of the suit. But part two is, how do you feel when you're inside it? In the fabrics, in the design is made to feel. Now, you have to be a stretch, but I want you to think about the great Carol Burnett. And if you don't know who Carol Burnett is, I want you to rent the movie Annie, the original Annie, or the second, the Annie with Carol Burnett in it. And also watch the Carol Burnett Show. Do yourself a favor. It'll change your life. But I want you to think about Carol Burnett in a bathtub of bathtub gin and how she would feel if she wasn't, you know, she wasn't, if she was just the Carol Burnett from the movie Annie in a bathtub of bathtub gin without any of the hassles she was dealing with in the movie, without all the responsibilities. How would she feel? She would feel free for the time being, you know, she would feel. All her pores would clearly be open in a good way. Now, this is an imaginary practice, so you don't say, well, realistically, Reginald, I'd say, hold the phone. I want you to think about being the spirit of Carol Burnett in a bathtub of bathtub gin. Oh, boy, would you feel good. Because you would be her. You would be cracking people up and cracking jokes, making yourself laugh. And singing songs, so that is a bathtub gin. Now, Scooters told me we're now on the speed round because I went into so many so much depth. So the next suit we had, you, of course, you can't have a bathing suit. You can't have a swimming in the feel of summer without the sunsets. And of course, we wanted to capture those colors in a suit. Those late day, early evening colors, the complexities. And we've used a variety of materials so that where you're looking at the suit, whether you're looking at it from above or below or the left or the right or straight on, you're getting different shades of purples and oranges and yellows and whites and blacks, even some blues. Just like you're watching the sun transitioning across the horizon. You know, when you're really soaking it in. And then the feel of the suit is a feel of what someone will say when they see you in this suit, which we're calling Fuego. So that is the next suit. The suit after that is a suit that we wanted to just represent comfort and comfortable materials in something a little more casual. Like, let's say you were being in a drum circle, or you had to run out and you said, well, I don't want anything. You know, I don't need these fancy suits, Reginald. I want a down home swimsuit that makes me feel fancy. Like deep down, but you know, not present myself as fancy, even in the front of my mind. That confidence without, you know, I don't need prestige. And I'd say, well, we got a simple suit for you. We're calling it Thread. And it feels good. It looks good. It actually has a very similar pockets to Stash, so that if you have to go out to the, you know, you're running around or whatever. You have that, and that is Thread. Now we're having a little fun with our next suit, because we wanted something that you could wear to a birthday party or wear around children that would make them laugh. That is something a little bit like less straightforward, and that's bright and vibrant. That has the swirls and a little bit abstract patterns built into it, but also a suit that makes you feel like you're having fun or feel like you have permission to have fun. And when you see these bright colors in this suit in the mirror, you'll say that, and they say, well, what am I feeling when I what kind of fun am I having? And I say, well, this is the kind of fun you have on vacation. And you say you could take it all the way to the title of this suit is how you'll feel when you're in it, cross-eyed and painless. Now, we have another suit for our friends that say, you know, this swimsuit's just got to blaze, man. I'm here, and it's a time, and I'm here to chill. or, you know, not, you know, keep the chill and chillaxing. And we say, well, we want something that, what about if you had to put something in your way? You know, you say, well, I don't live in one of those states. I still need to keep things dry. Like maybe your wallet, maybe some, maybe pick some dandelions that you want to keep dry for later for pressing or whatever. But you don't want to have to worry about it when you're out and about. Well, this suit's called Makasupa Policeman. And it's a suit that's just, it actually is the color of dandelions. And you can see how it carries the different shades of the life of a dandelion. The greens, the yellows, but also the powder whites, and even some of the browns. And then it has a waterproof waistband, a place to dangle your stash or to put your money or your dandelions in it. Now, this suit, I don't think we could get Scooter to wear. And, it, you know, we normally recommend not wearing a bathing suit to bed. But some people want something that they, you know, they can wear all day long. So we've, again, taken some of these fabrics that we're able to work some silver and some platinum and some copper into. And, you know, we've looked for things that are both comfortable, wicking, that dry very quickly, and that have no chafing at all, or, you know, any roughness, a very, very soft suit. So if you were sleeping in it, you know, whether you're wearing a shorts version of this or a bikini version of this or a one-piece version or a swim shirt and a swimsuit version, however you like your design, it would be perfect for you. And you may say, once you've worn it, and we've seen this in the testing, my sister came back to me and said, this is like pajamas you could go swimming in. And I laughed and I said, oh boy, you are brilliant. As we're calling this suit end of session, you know, so for the end of the day, if you fall asleep in this swimsuit, you'll be fine. And you might buy two just so you can sleep in one. And then say, well, I woke up and I'm going to go swimming. Now, the next suit is for those of you that have working vacations, like Scooter and a lot of other people out there. They may have to take their family on a vacation, but they may have to work. So again, building on some of these successes we had with stash, with waterproof pockets, very fast drying. But also looking for something with a little more classic look to it. You say, well, I may have to, do, you know, I may have to be on camera. So you say, well, this looks like a casual, nearly like a business short. But, you know, not a little bit more. Now there might be people at golf that want to purchase this suit. But this is a suit that you could, you know, wear to the office if your office allows shorts, which every office should. And we're calling that Tuesday. Very simple. But you'd say, oh, well, what about the other Tuesday? And say, yes, this is a very dark, you know, deep. It's a purple so deep it looks black. So we're also, you say, well, isn't that Wednesday? And we say, thank you. And on to our next suit. Thank you. Now, Scooter is a fan of grays and those kind of colors, too. And we said, okay, well, we'll find something for you, Scooter, in a deep gray that has some sort, you know, different shades like rocks and granite and obsidian colors in the color of the suit. And when we think about you swimming in the suit or imagining yourself in the suit, we want you to think about one of those, you know, one of those brochure level underwater where you go in and then you're in some sort of giant area. You're like shaded from the world. It's a bit like a utopia. And we're calling this cavern. So it's a place like you discovered. Also on the waistband, you know, for everybody, it says, say, take care of your shoes on the waistband, just for, you know, for giggles on our end. And now there's another suit we want to get to here. And this is a callback. And you see, and I know that, you know, when I work with Scooter, I become very close to him. And I want to get to know him because we work here. We're not making swimsuits. We don't just make them out of thread and nano fabrics and, you know, in brilliance and then put in some cosmic energy. Oh, no, no, no. When you make suits like these, you have to work in comfort and love and depth of personality. And nostalgia is another thing that we try to be aware of, you know, because you could use it correctly or incorrectly in designing these things. Now, there's a place that Scooter has never ordered something from that he can remember. And it was always called, it was in malls. It's still in malls sometimes. And now it's transitioned to like one of these multi places that also sells stuff for other companies. But it was before smoothies and smoothie shops were popular. It was called Orange Julius. And so we've taken some of the colors from there because they had this, again, we said, well, we have like a sunset colored suit, but orange suits we are into here. And so we wanted something more with a frothy orange, maybe an orange creamsicle, you could say. But this has, you see, this is a little bit light on the cream. But it has that feeling of unknown, of something I've never tasted or tried before. And when you're in the suit, you'll say, this might be the day I'll taste it. Finally, I'm going to step outside of my, I'm so comfortable in this suit. I'm going to step outside my comfort zone. I'm going to forget the feelings that I've had when I've lost my swimsuit in the past. And that's a goal with all our suits, is to give you that kind of feeling about yourself. You deserve that feeling. It is tough to achieve, and it's not always there for any of us. And sometimes you have to take these tiny steps. But what I want to do is imbue that. I guess it is like a talisman. These suits are talismans you inject with your own meaning and your own magic, and you know that merely make you aware of that which was already there to begin with. Because again, we've all lost our bathing suits more than once or in more than one way. And kind of right now, when I'm recording this and working with Scooter, we all kind of feel that way. And we're together in that sense, separate but together. And of course, some of us have lost a lot of bathing suits, or we feel, you say, well, I'm always, and I say, okay, yes, yes, I respect that. And that's why I work so hard at this designing and why I strive. I can never reach the pinnacles that we've set for ourselves, but I can try to get there. And, you know, this analogy to finish off is to say, well, I've lost my bathing suit in the past. But today, I do feel like that sample in a jar. I do feel a little bit of that fuego, or like someone said to me, my friend, my friend. I do feel like Carol Burnett in a bathtub of gin. So I am going to say hi to that person who mowed the lawn, or that person, you know, that it makes me feel, or I'm going to say hi to everybody. Or I'm going to go run through the lawn and thank the beings that are making those summer noises. I'm going to kiss the humidity in the air. I'm going to dance like I'm cross-eyed and painless. So I hope my suits can bring you closer to that goal. And, you know, I can't wait to launch. You know, we do, of course, working with Scooter, things can be delayed. But thank you for having me in your ears tonight. Reginald Cusack of the Cusacks, friend of Bo Bacon, saying goodnight.